want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon again. Mike Coates here with the second part of Swing Time today. From the album The Further Adventures of Jimmy and Wes was the title of the album from which my opening track was taken. The tune was OGD, but I'm afraid I have no understanding as to what that indicates. It's also known as Road Song. Other members of the opening track were with Jimmy Smith on organ and Wes Montgomery guitar, Grady Tate on drums, Ray Barito on conga, and it was recorded in New York City on the 28th of September 1966. OGD, or also known as Work Song. It's quite some time since I included a Benny Goodman disc in my playlist. What I think is particularly interesting about the Benny Goodman Orchestra lined up on the turntable now is that it was recorded in July 1958, and the personnel includes a number of musicians who you would not expect to find on a Benny Goodman record. The track title, I believe a Benny Goodman original, is Macedonia Lullaby. And the lineup is Evie Perry, Taft Jordan, Buzz King, and John Frosk trumpets, Vernon Brown, Eddie Burt, Harry DeVito trombones, Benny Goodman, of course, on clarinet, Ernie Moraro, and Skippy Colicino on altos, Buddy Tate, Dick Hafer playing tenors, Gene Allen on baritone, Roland Hanna, before he was Sir Roland Hanna, on piano, Chuck Wayne guitar, Henry Grimes bass, and Roy Burns on drums. Recorded, as I said, in New York City on the 14th of July 1958, this is Macedonia Lullaby. Thank you. Although we might be somewhat surprised at the inclusion on the day of such modern musicians as Roland Hanna and Henry Grimes in the lineup, it wasn't the only time that Benny had recorded with forward-looking sidemen. Almost 10 years earlier, actually to the day, Benny had been in the studio with, amongst others, included one of the most progressive pianists in the whole of jazz, Mary Lou Williams, a giant of the development of bop, Wardell Gray, and C, a guitarist who participated with Lenny Tristano on that pianist's advanced work in the music. The recording was cut at a V-disc recording session and gives us a great opportunity to hear Wardell Gray in full flow. The lineup being Benny Goodman clarinet, Wardell Gray tenor, Mary Lou Williams piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Clyde Lombardi bass, and Mel Zelnick drums, recorded, as I mentioned, at a V-disc recording session in New York City around the 20th of August 1948. Bye-bye blues bop. That was Benny Goodman playing Bye Bye Blues Bop. And I think that was a Mary Lou Williams composition. On to some British jazz now. A long-standing and much-admired musician whose career in British jazz commenced in the mid-1950s was pianist Brian Lemon. Brian's dates were 11th of February 1937 to the 11th of October 2014. He was aged 77 when he passed away. He was admired widely, and in fact, one admirer of Brian's work formed a record label to showcase the pianist's abilities. The result was John Bune's Zephyr label, with the Brian Lemon Quartet recording with a variety of British and American musicians. We are going to hear a selection from one of those albums next. It's called Old Hands, Young Minds, and it's the Brian Lemon, Alan Barnes Octet. They play the Cole Porter song, Just One of Those Things. The complete lineup being Gerard Presenza on trumpet, and also, but on other tracks on the album, on flugelhorn, Alan Barnes and Ian Dixon, reeds, Andy Panaya on flute and reeds, Brian Lemon piano, Anthony Kerr vibes, Dave Green bass, and Clark Tracy drums. This was recorded in London on the 13th or 14th of March, or indeed even on the 3rd or 4th of April 1996. My Sherlock Holmes hat wasn't available to actually determine. Here is Just One of Those Things. Thank you. There, a pianist, Brian Lemon, a much-missed musician. The year 1967 was a good year to hear visiting American jazz stars in the UK. In the first 6 months, you may have heard Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Woody Herman, Red Allen, and Buddy Rich, and many others. Sadly, Sheffield was somewhat of a desert, as none of those came to the Steel City. Fortunately, concert appearances in such as Manchester and Leeds did give Sheffielders the opportunity to catch up with these big stars. As for the local scene was concerned, the only outstanding big-name jazz musician I traced as being in the city in this period was Ben Webster, who was at the University, Sheffield University, on the 18th of January 1967. Another important presentation which bypassed our locality was the package known as Jazz from a Swinging Era, who were in the UK in March. Fortunately, a double LP album was recorded during the European tour. And so we had the Buck Clayton Earl Hines All-Stars, although Earl doesn't appear on the track I've chosen, playing Into the Blues Bike. The lineup being Buck Clayton and Roy Eldridge, trumpets, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Earl Warren, alto, Bud Freeman, tenor, Sir Charles Thompson, piano, Bill Pemberton, bass, and Oliver Jackson, drums. This is not taken from the original album, but an additional bonus track, which appears on the double CD album, and this was recorded at the concert at the Liederhall in Stuttgart in 1968. This is the... That should be 67. This is the Buck Clayton composition, Into the Blues Bike. We'll be right back. jazz from a swinging era, recorded at a time when I would call the halcyon days of American visitors, jazz visitors. In fact, you couldn't really move without tripping over one or another, except it would appear in the city of Sheffield, which was something of a desert at that time. This is Mike Coates, and you are listening to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. So far on Swing Time today, rather an emphasis on jazz from the middle period. So some West Coast jazz here with a leader not, I think, so well known. A trombone player, Herbie Harper. His early experiences were with the Charlie Spivak big band, that was in the swing era, of course, and from 1944 he settled in Hollywood and took part in a number of West Coast sessions. This is one of them, and he is the leader, and on his trike, which is called Herb Stone, we find Bob Gordon, baritone, Jimmy Rowles, piano, Harry Babazin on bass, and Roy Hart, drums. Recorded in Hollywood on the 27th of February 1954, Herb Stone. Have given Jimmy Rowles a better piano than that for that session. However, in one way or another, Thad Jones has had a connection with big bands for very many years. And one of the important ones was the group that he formed, the big band that he formed, with Mel Lewis. And we're going to hear a track from the album Consummation, which is an album title, with the Thad Jones Mel Lewis big band. Here we have Thad Jones flugelhorn, Snooky Young, Danny Moore, Al Pacino, and Marvin Stamm on trumpets, Eddie Burt and Benny Powell with Jimmy Nepper playing trombones, Jimmy Buffington and Earl Chapin with Dick Berg and Julius Watkins on French horns. Unusual to find five French horns in a lineup. Jerome Richardson, soprano, alto and flute, Jerry Dodgian and Brian Harper, tenors and flutes, Richie Kamuka, alto, clarinet and flute, Eddie Daniels, tenor, clarinet and flute. He also plays baritone on this track as well. Roland Hanna for the second time on piano, Richard Davis bass, and Mel Lewis, the tailor, on drums. Recorded in New York City, 20th of January, 1970, Consummation. Thank you. some particularly sensitive piano work there, I thought, from Roland Hanna. Another big band track on the turntable now, and this is presenting a British band that were exceedingly well respected in their day, and not just by jazz fans either. When I tell you the lineup, you will hear names that have really formed the backbone of British popular music and jazz music over many years. It's Ted Heath and his music, and we have Bobby Pratt, Bert Ezard, Duncan Campbell, trumpets, Don Lusher, Keith Christie, Wally Smith and Ken Goldie on trombones, Les Gilbert, alto, Ronnie Chamberlain and Henry McKenzie, tenor and clarinet, Bob Efford, tenor and baritone, Ken Kidder, baritone, Derek Warne, piano, Ike Isaacs, guitar, Johnny Hawksworth, who incidentally grew up as a youngster in Sheffield, on bass, Ronnie Verrill on drums, with Ted Heath leader. The arranger was Ralph Dollimore, and they play quite a well-known tune, Round Midnight.
A jazz festival was held in the grounds of one of Britain's most historical homes, Bewley Abbey, and this band performed there on the second night. Well, among the numbers we played was this Ralph Dollimore arrangement of Round About Midnight. Thank you.
Ted Heath there, a band that brought much pleasure to people in the UK. Well, sadly, time's caught up with us again, and I do hope that you can join John and I next week at on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I really had thought that I'd formed, along with Tiny Bradshaw's suggestion, how to beat this time thing. He says, take the hands off the clock.
Give him a drink, Mr. Houseman, cause he sure is sending me. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, hey, you in the corner. Take that look off your face. If you think about your troubles, you in the wrong place. Let him romp and stomp. I mean, everybody rock. Don't worry about the time. Take your hands off the clock. If you want some more to drink, just look up on the shelf. I know it's good stuff, cause I made it myself. Let them romp and stomp. I mean, everybody rock. Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock. There's old Shorty. Drink. Let's drag him in the kitchen, throw him in the sink. Let's romp and stomp. I mean, everybody rock. Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock. We got pig feet, potatoes, chicken salad too. 40 yards of chitlin' and some fine barbecue. That's fit for the king. Let's everybody stomp. Are you rocking? Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock.
Yes, from John Yule. And myself, I hope you can join us next week. And of course, do take care out there.